Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Lessons in strength, wisdom, and courage. Now, let's be real, life can feel like a runaway train sometimes, right? You've got deadlines, relationships, responsibilities, it all piles up faster than dirty laundry. And that feeling of being overwhelmed, that nagging stress, well, we've all been there. But here's the cool thing. Stoicism isn't just about being emotionless robots. It's actually a powerful toolkit for managing those stressful situations, turning them into opportunities for growth. Today, we're diving deep into understanding and managing stress so you can level up your well-being game. First off, let's get real. Stress is a natural response. Your body is wired to react when it perceives a threat. But the problem isn't the stress itself, it's how we react to it. Ever feel like your mind is racing, you're biting your nails, or maybe even getting that familiar knot in your stomach? That's your body going into overdrive. But here's the Stoic secret. You don't have to become a stress puppet. Think of it like this. Imagine stress as a wave crashing on the shore. It is power, it can be intimidating, but if you stand firm, you can ride that wave without getting swept away. That's where these five key takeaways come in, your own personal life raft for navigating the stormy seas of stress. Number 1. Acknowledge and accept. Don't try to deny or ignore the stress. It's real, it's happening, and pretending it isn't just makes things worse. Stoics believe in facing reality head-on. Take a deep breath, acknowledge the stress, and say to yourself, okay, I'm feeling stressed right now. This is temporary. Accepting the situation is the first step to managing it. Number 2. Focus on what you can control. This one is huge. We often get caught up in things outside our control, traffic jams, other people's opinions, global events, you name it. It's like trying to juggle chainsaws while riding a unicycle, just not worth the stress. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can actually influence. Our thoughts, our actions, our reactions. Think about it. You can't control whether your boss yells at you, but you can control how you respond. You can't control the weather, but you can control whether you wear a raincoat. Get the picture. Number 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever get lost in your thoughts, spiraling into what-ifs and anxieties? That's where mindfulness comes in. It's about bringing your attention to the present moment, feeling your breath, noticing the sounds around you, appreciating the simple things. Think of it as a mental reset button. Number 4. Cultivate gratitude. Now, I know this might sound cheesy, but hear me out. Taking time to appreciate the good things in your life, even the small ones, can shift your perspective and make a big difference in how you handle stress. Think about the people you love, your health, that awesome cup of coffee, there is always something to be grateful for. And finally, number 5. Develop resilience. Life throws curveballs, that's just part of the game. The Stoics believe in building resilience, the ability to bounce back from setbacks and challenges. Remember those Olympic athletes who train rigorously to overcome adversity? That's resilience in action. Think about a time when you faced a difficult situation and came out stronger on the other side. That's your resilience kicking in, and it's something you can build on. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine you're rushing to work, traffic is jammed, your phone rings with bad news, talk about a recipe for stress. Now, if you're knee-deep in that what-if spiral, things can quickly spiral out of control. But here is where Stoicism comes in. You acknowledge the stress, accept the situation, you can't magically make traffic disappear. Focus on what you can control, maybe put on some calming music or take a few deep breaths and cultivate gratitude for that still functioning car. With each step, you're actively managing the stress instead of letting it manage you. And remember, folks, this isn't about being emotional superheroes, it's about developing healthy coping mechanisms so we can navigate life's ups and downs with more strength, wisdom, and courage. So, let's recap. Acknowledge your stress, focus on what you can control, practice mindfulness, cultivate gratitude, and build resilience. These are your Stoic weapons against the chaos. Take these lessons to heart, put them into practice, and watch as you transform those stressful situations into opportunities for growth and well-being. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little Stoic wisdom in their life. And join the conversation, let me know your thoughts on how you manage stress in the comments below. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.